Welcome to EA Business Radio. We are here live in Atlanta today, and it's not so much hot Atlanta today. It's kind of a cool Atlanta, and we got some cool people here. We got a very cool company, and I love the name, Moosehead Public Relations Marketing Firm. We want to welcome Jamie Dempsey. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cliff. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for coming from Snarelville. Eric, this is your second time on the show. I'll let you introduce yourself. Second time folks get to do that.
Okay, I'm Eric Van Otter, and I'm with the city of Snarelville, and we've been doing the entrepreneurship through our high school in Snarelville and the Greater East Side Chamber, and Jamie has been integrally involved in that process. Actually, they came out and participated in the EA Symposium, the last one we had up at the Cobb Energy Center. It was a great time.
All right, tell me what you think.
It was an outstanding event, and I think that a lot of the kids that were out there really picked up a lot of information. It's funny what they think is important compared to what we as business people think is important. I found it very interesting. Several of the kids at the end of the process came up to me and said, well, entrepreneurs don't like government, do they? And I thought that was rather interesting.
There tend to be an independent streak.
Absolutely. And so much more than the fact that that entrepreneurs don't like, it's not that entrepreneurs don't like government as much as it is that we don't like anybody with their hands in our pockets,
right,
so
right,
whoever
right.
they might be.
Right. You know, I thought the students were ahead of all of us. I talked to them afterwards for a good while, and we our only danger would be to underestimate them and think that they are like we were when we were in high school. Mm. They are very much different. Do you agree, Eric?
I absolutely agree, and I think you're right. And I also guess I have to say a little bit, I'm crossing my fingers and my toes that we're committed to making at least 5 or 6 businesses out of those 50 students by next spring that are fully functioning, fully legal. And,
there
you know,
you.
I think
Probably
you're right.
Will.
I think I am underestimating them, and they will get there without any doubt.
You know, we've been working with, in fact, Georgia State just signed up for our entrepreneurship curriculum. And the curriculum that we have, it says, you know, people can accomplish anything if they put their minds to it. And with the kids, we're saying, go do it. You know, they came up to me afterwards and they said, we really like the just go do it. And you know what? If they fail, it's going to be a lesson. That's okay.
That's a success, too.
That's a success. And that's different than the average education system. But we were glad to have them at the symposium and added a lot of energy to it. So we appreciate Snarelville coming down and participating. So let's talk about Moosehead Marketing. Now, is this after Moosehead Beer?
Believe it or not, it is. When we were kids and in Boy Scouts, a young man stole a 6-pack of beer from his father's garage and brought it on a Boy Scout camping trip. And that turned into an inside joke that later led to us calling ourselves the Moosehead Patrol. And then in sports and then in business thereafter, Moosehead has kind of stuck around. If it ain't broke, we're not going to fix it.
That's very nice. Now, you're also involved with the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce. You're
That's
the president
correct.
Of Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce?
Yes, sir. Sure am.
How do you start a Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I didn't actually start the Chamber. Chamber was founded by a lady named Michelle. excuse me. Michelle started this chamber 8 years ago with a dream and an idea, and she saw that as opposed to each different city having a business community, that there were 3 different cities, Grayson, Snarelville, and Loganville, that had essentially one large business community. And Michelle Couch took it upon herself to build that into a learning platform for different businesses, a place where people could go and get better information, network together, and build each other's businesses up, not only building their own business up.
Okay, very good. Well, how does that work with you, Eric? They work with the city of Snarelville?
They do. I've been very instrumental in that. Several of the businesses that went along on that the bus trip with us were from the chamber. And we've had lots of them in the classroom talking with the students about how they started their businesses. Every entrepreneur has their own kind of story of how they got inspired, how they ended up there. And several, maybe I should say just a few, right, have stories about how they've made some bumps and some failures along the way. And I think most of them share those as well. It's really inspirational for the students. I think sometimes they just hear that those failures turn into successes because the entrepreneurs use those things to do better the next time.
Well, and Eric, especially in this economic climate, I think a lot of the kids are hearing more and more about the downside of business right now, about how people are are hurting in business and how businesses are not making as much money as they once were and those types of things. I think it's great that there's an opportunity for those kids and for the business people themselves to see that there is a silver lining in those clouds, to see like you said, Cliff, that if you put your mind to something, you can accomplish just about anything. And I think these kids are taking that idea and really running with it. But it also is an encouragement to us as business owners, looking at them as students, to see their enthusiasm and then be able to build up our own enthusiasm within our own businesses to move forward.
You know, I was seeing how enthusiastic the students were after the symposium, and you know, that's when they can really learn, is when they're excited and having fun.
Absolutely.
And, you know, one of the things in this new world of entrepreneurship that we're working on, in let's say even at the college level, it's been proven over and over, and Southwest was the great example. If you're having fun, you're going to be learning and you're going to be creating. And we got sometimes the idea of school is kind of drudgery, hack it out. And what was exciting about the students and last week was you could tell they were soaking it up. And what if school's like that every day? If you get students like that every single day, they come to class skipping.
Yep. You know, Cliff, one of the comments Scott made to me, and he really wanted to be here today but couldn't from the class. He had some kind of last-minute things come up. But one of the things he said to me is, he said, you know, Eric, he said, the thing I noticed the Wednesday after we went is all those students that went were sitting up a little straighter. Their eyes were a little brighter. They were following me a little more. I mean, that's what it's all about, is turning that light bulb on for them. And Cliff, you did something. So,
well, it's the room. It's not me. It's the room. And it's like guys like you all that come that, you know, I think probably like with Moosehead Marketing, we figured out how to get these people all in one room. And they're very hard to get in one room.
Certainly.
And we figured out how to get some of the best and brightest and happiest people in the world in the room. And, you know, great things happen from there. And now tell me about Moosehead. I want to get I remember the first time I was introduced to Moosehead. It was a college freshman. Back then you could drink when you were 18, okay? So I wasn't anything. But I've been intrigued with it ever since. So you give me your typical client right now.
Well, Moosehead Marketing Solutions is a full service marketing and PR firm in the Atlanta area. We do a lot of strategic planning for small businesses, anything under $5 million a year, anything under 100 employees. And we do a lot of strategic planning, marketing planning, and then the fulfillment that goes along with that. So that might be graphic design, that might be web design, that might be advertising, buying, and things like that. We essentially become the PR department of a small business, putting our clients in front of the people they want to do business with. And we come up with creative solutions and affordable solutions to be able to do that for them.
Well, very good. So you're actually located in downtown Snellville?
We are right now located in Loganville, which is the adjoining city, and have a presence there in Snellville, in Grayson, and we service the entire Southeast and a couple of clients around the country.
What did you do before Moosehead?
Moosehead actually derived out of a parent company of ours, Dempsey Management Services, which was an association management firm. Essentially, nonprofit organizations, trade associations, either hire a captive staff or they hire an AMC, an association management company, to run their day-to-day operations, put on their trade shows, their conventions, their magazines, and all the different things that, that they have to do. What I was in charge of at that particular business was membership development, which also is what led to me being involved with the Chamber of Commerce.
I see. I've got it. Well, how do you recruit your members to the Greater Eastside Chamber of Commerce?
A lot of it actually happens word of mouth. Each business that's in the area knows that it has to do something in order to stay fresh and stay viable within the business community. So we have a presence at a lot of different things around the community. For example, in Snellville, the upcoming Snellville Fall Festival, the Loganville Autumn Heritage Festival, and then in Grayson, we are actually putting on a chili cook-off on the 5th of November, which has proceeds benefiting the Grayson Cluster School Foundation. As most people are aware, you know, funding for different teachers and things has been cut way back. And so there are organizations that are out there trying to help to offset the cost of sometimes it's even paper and pencils and crayons, but also for scholarships for kids as well as for continuing education for the teachers and the administrators. So, you know, getting involved with the community has been our big push. Our slogan is where business and community meet. And that's what we're trying to really push is that if I'm successful in my business, if you're successful in your business, it's only because as a group, we are helping each other out. And as a community, we are creating an environment where our businesses can thrive, where people can live, where people can work, and where those jobs are created so people want to come to those locations. Growing up, I had an idea that if you had a business, you're in it for yourself, that there was a business model in the 80s and 90s, it seems, that of climb over other people, push other people by the wayside, and push yourself to the top of the pile. And in several conversations over the last year or so, we figured out that that just does not work. It isn't right. It isn't right to start with, but it doesn't even work. In today's economic situation, but also in the business environment in general, we all have to hold hands and help each other out. If the city has something that they need, they know that they can contact the business community. If one business has an option or an opportunity that somebody else might be able to get involved in, we all share it around. Everybody thrives together, and it makes for a much better community in general.
Eric, how many businesses do you have in Snellville?
There's about 1,300.
Wow. How's tax revenue?
They're both down. Two big ones the city depends on are property taxes, and we know where those have went. And then sales tax, and we know what's happened yet. So they're down some. But Snellville, at the same time, has been seeing several retail openings. We have new McDonald's and Olive Gardens. We've got businesses opening in Snellville as well. Because people know it's a market that's also going to thrive.
It's busy over there. You know, you go over to Snellville, and there's a buzz going on over there around the retail shops and everything. But, you know, I guess the – you know, that's – flat is the new good. If things are flat.
Yeah, I think so.
That's the new good. But so you got 1,300 something businesses. How many of them do you think, what percentage of them could be partake in a really vibrant chamber of commerce? I guess, what would be your chamber? Is that Gwinnett? Is it Gwinnett?
Well, the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce is obviously the large county chamber.
And does that govern Snellville?
It covers the county, and Snellville by default is in that. We do participate with the Gwinnett Chamber. They are the bar none, the excellent kind of recruiting international headquarters, the big headquarters folks. They do a lot of recruiting and a lot of kind of existing industry maintenance. That's why we've kind of taken the track to kind of fill that up and fill what I think was the missing piece, which was entrepreneurship and work to grow entrepreneurs and grow our local businesses and our small businesses, because that's where almost anything you read now says those are the folks creating the jobs these days, is your small businesses growing. But that's what originally drew me to EA was one of the things EA does is to kind of teach those small businesses how to grow, and I think that's what we need to get engaged with, and we'll keep working to get our businesses engaged in EA and other things that can help them figure out how to be a 2 or a 3 to get them to a 10 or a 12 and then to a 20 or a 25.
You know, golly, any business like right now that can produce 10 jobs are heroes. You know, if you can create 10 more new jobs, and all of us with jobs, I think sometimes I underestimate how important that is. You know, we work hard here trying to produce value so we can produce jobs for people. I think the big swing of the 90s and early decade was go out and recruit companies in. And that got into a bidding war. It's like the arms race, you know. Even if you win, that's not a real good thing.
You still lose.
Yeah. You still lose. Yeah. So I think I'm starting to see there was a guy there from Economic Development, the symposium last week. Did you meet him?
No, Lisa was kind enough to send me his referral, and we are touching base through email, and we're going to make that happen. But no, I didn't meet him. It was kind of a busy day for me.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. You had a few guests. you brought a busload of guests.
Yeah.
Maybe he's from...
I think it was College Park.
Yeah, it was College Park. It was College Park Economic Development. We also had somebody from Fulton Economic Development. Alan Pryor?
Not a name I know.
Alan Pryor is from the Economic Development Office of Fulton County. Mm-hmm. So these economic folks, you were just a clear leader in this. You identified this early on, and good for you, but now we're starting to see these other economic... I had the person, Douglasville... Mm-hmm. I forget her name. She called me, and she was out of town this past Friday, but she said, I will be at the next one. So there is something there about organic growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what an awesome opportunity, Cliff. I mean, if you think about it, City of Snellville has really been on the cutting edge of this idea in that kids have not been the typical way that businesses have gone to look for recruiting or – for, in the city's case, business development within the city. Typically, these kids, they graduate high school and either they go off to college or they go to the Army or they get a job somewhere. Usually, and tell me if I'm wrong here, Eric, but usually not in the city where they grew up. Is that pretty accurate to say?
That's pretty accurate with most small cities. And even, you know, while we're on the edge, and some folks might still say Snellville is a little bit rural, I don't know if I'd agree with it. But for many communities, that's the case. They lose their young people to where the colleges are and to where they can go. And for Snellville, sometimes that's not too far away, but it's far enough away that they're not in Snellville.
Yeah, just think about the kids who came last week now could start thinking about a business in Snellville. You know, it's got to be there. They could be walking down the street one day and say, "I know what business could go well here," and they stay there.
And that's the important thing is I think that businesses are shutting down all over the country. However, especially in small town Georgia, it would be great to be able to keep local people in the local area, creating local jobs, so that other people could have jobs and everybody could work within their own community.
Yeah, I tell you the future, you know, as far as the economy and America, you hear all this stuff on TV and the either side or, you know, really are not really relevant even into what's happening, what they're trying to do. What I see is relevant. I was over at Whole Foods last week. And I walked up, this lady had her table out. And by the way, Whole Foods is the best company that supports entrepreneurs. There is not another second one. If you're an entrepreneur, you can get into Whole Foods and make your pitch. They put you on a list, and you come in, and you got as good as right as anybody. But anyway, so she had her table there, and her company was Judy Cakes. Mm-hmm. And she says, I am 62 years old. I am reinventing myself. I've got my first customer payment from Whole Foods. I'm now in 10 stores, and I will be in 100 stores in 2 years. And I am 62, and I'm excited as I've ever been in my whole life.
Wow.
Now, that is the future. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's going to be what. And she, I said, well, what are you going to do about a bakery? And she goes, I gotta get one. She says, I'm baking it right now. Everything in, you know, some church kitchen or some community kitchen. And she says, I gotta get a bakery. And Whole Foods is loaning me some money. And that is what we got to grow and cultivate. There's another company. It's coming in here Friday. You ought to come here with them, Eric. They're in Whole Foods with a new, totally unique ice cream that Whole Foods wants in all of its stores. It's called High Road ice cream. And you know, they've already into 75 Whole Foods. But, you know, the thing about it is the Judy cakes are going to eventually take a bite out of Sarah cakes. Sarah Lee. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be a really healthy thing for the economy to have those entrepreneurs deliver a better product. At the end of the day, I tasted her cake, by the way. It was delicious. But, you know, I think that's what we got to get in Snellville and the other cities. We got to get Judy's mm-hmm. there and growing.
And what a perfect example of business helping business. If Whole Foods had a need and they were able to help a small entrepreneur help themselves, and both sides of that equation benefit from it.
I tell you, I know Whole Foods is a little bit more, folks. I know it costs a little bit more to go over there. But if you're an entrepreneur, you should really frequent their business. I don't have any connections with Whole Foods other than the entrepreneurs are telling me they're so easy to get into. And that's something, you know, sometimes you have to, as an entrepreneur, as we heard from the Tom Zaki, you got to call for 2 months to even get them to pick up the phone.
Call Walmart and see how fast they let you in.
And Whole Foods has got the thing, absolutely want to see you. You see the difference of culture mm-hmm. there? It's a great example of culture, of turning that around. So anyway, this is it's 1:30. I went a little bit over because I've had fun here. This has been, we covered a lot of ground. Moosehead Marketing, we wish you the best.
Thank you, Cliff.
And what you're doing, and Eric, your continued leadership at Snellville. We're passionate about entrepreneurship and education. We want to continue to work with you guys and work at the high school level, the college level. You know, we got to get Kennesaw over. We got to get them to open up a campus over there.
We're ready and willing.
And all that ties together. And if it doesn't tie together, it's not in this kind of environment, it doesn't add the necessary value to sustain itself.
Absolutely.
You got to have the value to sustain itself. So we really appreciate you all coming down to EA. Jamie, come back and see us at EA Symposiums.
I certainly look forward to it.
And Eric, thanks a lot for everything you do. Trevor, we're signing off here today.